This is GamerCast episode 329. End of conversation. This is the show recorded on the 4th of March, 2013. Yeah, I'm your host. My name is Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello.
What's the name about?
Don't you remember in Red Dwarf when the dude holds up a black card and it's like black card in the conversation? Black flag, black card.
Oh, okay.
Ha ha ha. Funny.
Do you think you're the only person that's going to get that?
Yeah, but I don't care if I'm the only person that gets it, because at the end of the day, I'm. Badass.
You made up the joke. At the end of the day.
Funny that it's turned this mad Dafty phone off. Yeah, my phone's getting worse. I'm actually going to have to buy a new phone at some point.
What do you mean it's getting worse?
The USB port.
I know. Just did it away from my have to buy a nice Lumia 920.
No, I just bought a Motorola.
Lumia 920. They're cheaper now.
Unplugs.
Like 260 or whatnot.
Are they?
I think so.
Right, don't. Right. What's happening?
I've been playing Tomb Raider.
You've been playing Tomb Raider? Do you know what I've been playing?
You've been playing MechWarrior Online, AVP, StarCraft 2.
Yeah.
Any Shogun tea?
Not since last week.
Are you sure?
Me and Winter's got a game on the go, but we've practically won.
I think that's what you've been playing pretty much, right?
Yeah. A bit of GTA 4 as well.
Yeah.
Now for the news.
So yeah, Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag.
Black Flag was announced, yep.
Black. So what's the deal with this Mad Dafty game?
So of course it was...
So you basically play as Captain Jack Sparrow.
Leaked last week.
Yeah.
So everyone knew it was Pirates anyway, but there was an official event that detailed all the information, and I know all the information. So it's Pirates, as you could easily tell. You play as Edward Kenway, who is the father of Haytham Kenway, who's in Assassin's Creed 3. So that's kind of who you play as. Set 1715.
1715.
So the Spanish...
So this is prior to Assassin's Creed 3.
Yep. Okay, well, you're the father of a character that's in Assassin's Creed 3, who also has to do with Connor as well.
Then they should call it Assassin's Creed 2.9.
Yes. No? So yeah, the Spanish, French, and British people are trying to take over the West Indies for all they can.
There's take of... over the West Indies?
Well,
no,
they're trying to control it.
Put down those mad Dafty pirates ninjuring all the loot.
Well, they're trying to control it. Saying about democracy, I remember. Some form of democracy was
here's
created
my boat.
By the
I'm
pirates.
I'm going to sink your things.
There were certain pirates that were actually quite good.
Yeah, but they still... commit piracy.
Okay. Well, I didn't have that.
They borrow
that,
people's
that
treasure.
Information
then they bury it
on my
and
notes
mark it with an X on their map.
That's in my little book, which had all my notes. He's dropping frames. What?
They bomb my dropping frames.
I don't see any dropping frames. So yeah, it's set within the Caribbean.
On my screen, Windsor,
which is of course an array of islands. There's 50 unique locations, so they say nothing's just duplicates or crap there for no reason. Main cities like Havana, Kingston, Nassau, I think. Was Nassau one of them? Then you get things like fishing villages, forts, plantations, Mayan ruins, which are kind of cool, hidden caves, jungles, coconut islands. The actual definition is coconut islands. Just so, of course, they have, you know, the islands with the palm trees and the coconuts, just like you expect from a pirate thing. And underwater locations, because they're adding in underwater deep sea diving doodads, which you use a diving... It's either a diving bell or a diving belt, like they did back then, in order to be underwater for as long as you can or whatnot. So, yeah, it's, of course, well, being in an array of islands, an archipelago... everything's, of course, very sea-based. So, kind of open-world naval combat, they claim. Because you can just sail around your ship, find a ship, take it on. It could be, you know, too big a ship for you to be able to handle, or it could be a small ship and you could just take it on. But you have a ship called the Jackdaw, you're the captain of that, and you upgrade it throughout the game, mainly in weapons form. But then you also have a crew that you control. What was that thread?
What are you
doing? I was looking at that thread. A crew that you can... Well, a crew that man your ship. They can get killed. You have to kind of look after them. But they didn't go into depth of how much. So whether it's just morale, for if you have to keep your stocks of stuff up, or whether it's just they just hang around there no matter what and don't... is it mutiny? Is that when they go up against the captain? Is it... Mutiny?
Yeah, mutiny is when you mutiny.
Go against. Thanks a lot for. you can hunt whales as well. You've got a harpoon device on your ship.
Hunt whales? Nearby, they're my friend.
Large marine mammals.
They're my friend.
What I think sounds best about it, which I think sounds really quite good, is what they've promised of streaming within the game. So they haven't promised no loading. They've said there will be a little bit of loading. However, they've kind of said pretty much at the presentation that you can, you know, faff about on your ship, find another ship with your spyglass, which is what you use to set objective markers, set a target for ship, go attack it, board them, take whatever the hell you want, kill them, whatever you want to do, get back on your ship, sail about a bit. Jump off the ship under the water, do some, you know, diving, whatnot, find some treasure in a cave, go back up on your ship, look around through your spyglass, find some island you want to go to, sail over there, go on the island, run about, kill people, do whatever. And they've said that'll all happen without a load.
So, Ubisoft, they make this game, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Who's making this game then?
What?
Internal studio.
Montreal are the main studio, but pretty much I think it was 6 or 7 other studios are working on it as well for different things. So there was Sophia, Buddha.
Rest? Sophia Buddha Rest.
Buddha Rest.
Bucharest.
Bucharest.
It's a city.
In there was
aforementioned country.
Well, Sophia was another studio as well, though.
Sophia is a shooting. I thought it's a person in The Walking Dead.
They've got Ubisoft Sophia. I think Vancouver was on there. Shanghai was on there. There's quite a few companies on there, though. But the thing is, it's because they have lots of different people working on all their aspects. So someone will probably work on the naval combat. Someone will work on the main stuff. They've got all their tech already. They're probably just always improving their tech. But their streaming stuff sounds pretty good. I mean, they said, you know, we can't promise no loading screens. Saying no loading screens would be, you know, crazy. I don't know if there's a game out there on consoles that does not have loading screens.
Sure, Geometry Wars.
An expansive, open game like this.
Sure, I made a game of zombies in it.
To fit their streaming, they've said the game's all about exploration. So you're free to explore whatever you want and have minimal loading to kind of help you out with that. They've also said how they're not doing zany pirates, so no living skeletons or ghost ships or
Yaldi Gators or Ruffle Davy Copters.
Jones living under the sea or whatever. Nothing like that. It's all like real pirates.
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
So they named a few pirates. Ben Hornigold, who was a gentleman pirate. Anne Bonny, who was an Irish lady. Apparently one of the more well-known Irish ladies. And then we also had Charles Vane, Calico Jack, who are quite psychopathic apparently. And of course Blackbeard, because everyone knows who Blackbeard is. And so they have to put him in it. But yeah, so, I mean, that was just a few of the kind of main people. Of course, there'll be other people in the DLC as well as other main people in the game. They mentioned a couple of the kind of missions within the game, slash historical events. Included the wreck of the Spanish Armada, and also a thing called, they called it Assault on 42 Portuguese Ships. Which is where one guy in his ship took on 42 Portuguese ships and came out the victor.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds incredible.
There was like something to do with Nassau.
Wait, one guy took on 42 ships?
One guy and his crew on his ship took on 42 ships in one, apparently.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I tried searching the internet for it, but I didn't really find out. Of course, because you're on a ship, there's storms. They're a big thing in it, so your crew can, you know, be washed into the ocean, and you can't really do much about it. Otherwise, because Desmond is no longer in it, who was the, of course,
Desmond Tutu,
present day counterpart that you play as, because of the events in Assassin's Creed 3, they've now changed it around. They know that not everyone liked playing as Desmond, so now, in the present day, because the timelines have merged with our proper time and their in-game time, you play as yourself.
I play as me.
As a kind of worker or within Abstergo Entertainment. So they made a new kind of company, which is a part of Abstergo.
Oh, yeah.
And you're researching Edward, who is the pirate man that you will be playing as. They mentioned multiplayer, it's having new characters, new maps, new modes. But, you know, if you want to play multiplayer. And, yeah, it's coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Wii U, and
Wii U.
Windows during fall this year. They did mention it's coming out on available platforms at the time. So whether that means it's coming out on whatever Microsoft are going to release, if that's going to come out at some point down the
probably
line.
I expect it will, don't you?
It'd be nice.
Yeah, it would be cool, wouldn't it? Xbox.
I saw some rumours on MCV.
MCV.com.
I think it was saying
UK/com.
About potential of announcements very soon. It'd be nice. I'd like to know what they've got up their sleeves. See what they've got to compete with Sony and Nintendo with. Not that people really have to compete as much with Nintendo, I feel, because it not being mean to them, I will get a Wii U, but it does feel like they are a little bit behind with the times. Don't you agree, troll man?
They definitely are.
But yeah, that's kind of the information, I think.
Good, let's talk about the next item, which sounds even more crazy and mad dafty than the previous one.
Well, Shin Megami Tensei
what?
Devil Survivor Overclocked has been announced to be coming out on the 5th of April, courtesy of Ghostlight. This is, of course, an Atlus game, which generally doesn't have a release over here, unless Ghostlight pick it up. It's coming out on April 5th on the Nintendo 3DS for $34.99. They're doing a pre-order bonus / order bonus where you can get an A1 double-sided poster if you purchase it from their store. That's weird. So yeah, that's that. The Wii Mini has been announced to be coming out in the UK on the 22nd of March for anyone who wants to buy one.
Nah.
It comes in matte black with a red
matte
border.
Matte black with red.
And it also,
more importantly, it has no Wi-Fi, no, it doesn't really do anything apart from play Wii games.
Yeah.
And it does that badly if you need any online functionality. And you've got this cool operating system with lots of channels ready to fill with things from the internet and
So is it gonna look a bit empty?
So yeah, it will look a bit empty.
Has it got an SD slot?
Nope.
So you can't even put your
It's got diddly squat on it.
Well, it doesn't matter, though, because they're adding more games to the Nintendo Selects roster in time for its launch.
Fantastic.
Yeah. That seems really weird. I guess it's cheap. How much is it? Do you know the price?
£80, I do believe.
Okay. It's not too bad a price. I suppose if someone really wants a Wii, they can pick it up.
Well, you can buy a second-hand Wii that does more for, like, 60 or 70 quid. Quite easily. And probably, in fact, probably
are these little,
less than
that. These are little, though, aren't they? How big
are
they?
Like,
the size of a disc?
Yeah, they are literally, like, the size of a disc, yeah.
Sounds kind of cute.
No, you don't have one.
That's fair, I don't need one.
Thomas was alone. 50
yes. It's a little indie game that came out during the summer of last year on Windows. Macintosh maybe came out on Linux. I'm not 100% sure.
Maybe, don't get me started
on
that.
I don't think it came out on Linux, but I'm just going to say that because I think it could have. But it definitely came out on Windows and Macintosh. I'm pretty sure Macintosh. It's coming out on PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Vita now, as the developer Mike Bithell has done a partnership with his previous studio that he left recently, Bossa Studios, as well as, well, with also Curve Studios and Sony. Curve Studios are developing the code and bringing it over to the PlayStation 3/Vita, because the game itself was originally created in Unity. Originally created in Flash and then made into Unity, and it will be coming out in the spring of this year. It's not just direct port though, because they're going to add some DLC and director's commentary, so you get to hear Mike Bethel talking over the top.
Fun.
He didn't do the voice for the main game, but he used to.
I would have done the voice for my own game.
So yeah, the next game, they're making Rambo the video game. For current gen consoles, so 360 and PlayStation 3, as well as Windows, for release at some point this year. You've got a line on your troll. A white. Oh, it's gone.
No, it's just the highlight in.
Oh, okay. I didn't realise that. So yeah,
that's just the Mac and Draw panel, yeah, bruv. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Reef Entertainment are going to be. I guess they're the publishers. Either way, they announced that they're making a Rambo video game that's going to feature the original voice tracks from the film.
Mm-hmm.
So they're using the dialogue from the film.
Oh yeah,
and popping that into a game.
Well, the original dialogue.
Yeah.
From Rambo.
Well, because one of the guys is dead, isn't he?
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone.
Richard Crenna's dead.
He's dead.
Isn't he?
He's dead, Jim. Well, that's okay. We can bring him back to life with the mind meld.
But yeah, they've gone through the tapes for First Blood, Part 2, and Rambo 3, and they're grabbing whatever dialogue they want, and they're gonna just make a Rambo game. I'm not sure if Rambo's popular at the moment. What's he doing? Or if people are into Sylvester Stallone. It feels a bit weird releasing a game based on a film so much later that doesn't really have that much of a following, does it?
This is a mad dafty plan. Full of mad daftiness.
Surely you're creeping people out, because that would have been really loud.
No more.
But yeah, it does feel a little weird, don't you think, making a game based on a film series that isn't that popular?
The films are crap. What makes you think you can sell more than 20 copies of the game?
Surely make a new Die Hard game instead of a...
Dear Die Hard, you rock, especially Rambo when game. The guy was on the roof. P.S. Do you know Mad Max? Let's talk about Dead Island Riptide, because this is a cool game out at the end of April. Isn't it? Riptide.
So this is kind of just announcing their DLC stuff. I've only actually got one DLC piece of news this week. So they've announced the details of the packs that you can get from pre-ordering. Pre-order pack 1 is the Survivor pack. It's got a barbecue blade, which is a special blade, used for the barbecue. Lets you wade through zombie hordes with ease. You also get an XP stats booster, which is of course great fun when you want to just play the game like normal. And a special shop. The Survivor pack grants you access to a special shop that has discounts on weapons and items. And then there's a DLC pack 2 called Fashion Victim. This Fashion Victim DLC gives you a set of new skins for all the characters, including Logan, Perna, Sam B, Jian Mei.
Je m'appelle Neighbor.
Jian Mei. And the new guy, John Morgan, in co-op mode. So only in co-op mode, apparently. The Fashion Victim DLC is available through game. Doesn't say what the Survivor pack is. Oh, everyone who pre-orders the game, where it's available. Whereas the other one's exclusive to game. You'll also be able to buy the DLC packs after release. 400 Microsoft points for the Survivor one, 160 Microsoft points for the Fashion Victims one.
Okay.
What was that for?
We need to speed up.
Okay.
I expect those mouths to be...
Julia, a game that we reviewed last year, I believe it was, which is an adventure game made by a small Czech company, I believe. They're called CBE Software. I apologise if I've got where you're from wrong.
Who cares?
Well, I'm trying to breeze over my thing to see if it says where they're from. They're a small company, though. And they've got an Indiegogo page because they want to make an extended...
Oh, my brain.
An enhanced version. But they need $5,000 by the 12th of April in order to do so.
$5,000?
They had about $900 the last time I looked. Hopefully they'll be able to make it. because they really want to do this special version. But you can check out our review of the original on our website. I think actually Charlotte said on their Indiegogo page they reference our review as well, which is quite nice.
Oh good, they should always reference the GamerCast because this is my personal riot station.
Well, I saw on Steam our Gemini Rube reviews. Gemini Rube Gemini Wars review is on their page.
Linked. Yeah, did they link to that? So why have we got no traffic from it?
What's
happening?
For Bedrooms to Billions, which is something that I funded.
Don't get me started about the bedroom tax. Those mad dafty Tories need to get out of this country.
Indiegogo, which is a film looking at the UK games industry and where it was founded. Don't do that. And they need a little bit more money for their post-production. So they put up a Kickstarter. For anyone who pledged on the Indiegogo, they're allowing you for, I think it's £10, you can pledge and then email them. And you can get a Blu-ray version of the documentary, which usually... which generally on their pledges usually costs £30. So you get a £20 discount for already having pledged money towards them. And you get a nice HD version. Through that, they've also got more signed things that you can get. Otherwise, they're just quite small pledges for getting the film on Blu-ray and stuff like that. So have a look at that. They do need a lot of money, though. They want £18,000. And they've only got 60 days to do it.
Well, bad luck, guys, because tough.
I would like to get a Blu-ray version, though.
Here we go, Catherine, spending more money.
I've already given them a bit of money.
Well, get it back.
Last year.
Get it back. The failed project, demand refund.
Well, it didn't fail with the Indiegogo one. Next up, Tomb Raider. So this was just briefly saying that if you're thinking of buying on PC, they have a nice array of hair tech, I suppose you could call it.
Yeah, so the console hair is lame. The PC hair is alright.
Hey, it's pretty nice looking hair tech, if you ask me.
Well, I prefer the GTA hair tech. Unmovable.
So it's AMD using this thing called Trez FX.
Trez.
Which uses direct compute.
Direct compute.
To unlock the massively parallel processing capabilities of the graphics core Next architecture.
So are there any videos of this funky tech?
Yeah, there's a video. It shows you the console and the PC. It's featured on certain graphics cards that AMD have released that feature the graphics core Next architecture. So, for example, the AMD Radeon HD 7000 has it and can deal with it. I believe there's probably a whole list. Oh, is that it?
You carry on talking. I'm just
watching
this.
Look at that difference. Of course, it might look a little bit floaty, though. That's the issue you have when you try and recreate proper hair. There's probably an official video you can watch.
Well, yeah, this is just a couple of screenshots.
Yeah.
You carry on talking.
I'm sorry. Just search for, like, AMD and Trez FX or they...
That's what I've searched.
But, yeah. So yeah, that's kind of cool. I was quite tempted to get it on PC to try and have nice hair, although my graphics card's not one of the higher ones and needs an update, unlike the rest of my PC. But I got it on 360 anyways. Next up, Beyond Two Souls. They've announced that they've got William Dafoe. There you go, that Trezor fact, or is that not it?
Yeah, that's all mad dafty on official crap.
Okay. Beyond Two Souls, they've announced that William Dafoe is a character within it as well, just like thingamajig Ellen Page. They've also announced that... Oh, really? I haven't watched the videos. Well, one thing, Charlotte, because this
Oh, wow, that is much better, isn't it?
But actually moves as well. One thing, look at that, it's more like actual hair. Maybe it moves a little bit more. Is that not available to be a bit higher? That's a 7... Really? That's a 720p. Yeah, so this is like a snippet from Charlotte's post about Beyond Two Souls, saying that one troubling point that you may undoubtedly pick up on is that Beyond Two Souls is no longer looking as beautiful as it once did at E3 last year, and the sheer graphical quality appears to have stepped down a peg. I haven't watched these videos yet. I really should maybe now.
Well, that's because they're mad dafties.
That's really worrying.
And then they realised they actually had to make it run.
Maybe they actually had to optimise it.
Yeah. Optimise.
Considering they're just working on PS3
architecture. Quarter size of our textures. We have no spare memory, so and we have no CPU.
Beyond Two Souls in America, I think, has been given a release date of October 8th, I think. However, in the UK, we haven't actually been given an official release date. They're doing a day one special edition, which is every copy of the game is a certain type, which is like their little special edition, like the Heavy Rain one that we had over in the UK that you could buy from HMV only. And they're doing that in America. They haven't announced that for over here yet, though, but it'd be nice to see if they are going to do anything nice for it. Total War Rome 2 news. They released a new trailer, the Teutoburg. I still don't know how to say this word.
Teutoburg.
That's not how it's spelled. There's no
how
N
did,
in it.
How did I say it last week?
Teutoburg? I don't know.
Teutoburg?
T-E-U-T-O-Burg.
Teutoburg.
Well, it's like, I don't know.
It's Deutsche.
Yeah, it's German. Teutoburg, I don't know. I can't pronounce stuff. Teutoburg Forest. Teutoburg.
Teutoburg, that's how
Teutoburg. There's a new video that you can watch. We posted.
Have I seen Game this Cross video?
Website. I don't know, have you? It's on the Game Cross website. You should have.
I don't go on our own website. That's crazy talk.
Yeah, there's a new video. It's quite cinematic in the way they've set it up, though. So it's not, of course, from a gameplay point of view. So it's not from up high.
If it's the
guys being
fighting,
ambushed and,
I've seen that, yeah.
And like big boulder things being pushed onto them and stuff. From the Germanian people in the woods.
What a noob error going into the forest.
Still got two factions at least.
It's like
announced.
A dwarf going into an elven forest.
Yeah.
The elf was breathing so loudly we could have shot him in the dark.
According to the Total War Wiki, there's still another two to be announced. It's coming out at some point this year. Metro Last Light has been given a release date. Now that Deep Silver have taken over the Metro IP, they've announced that it's coming out on May 17th in Europe and May 14th for those in America. It's coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3 and Windows. And yeah, you can look forward to that now because THQ no longer own the license. So that's cool. Finally as well, nice. Eurogamer Expo tickets are now available. If you wanted to go on the Saturday for an early entry ticket, they are all sold out. I don't know if the afternoon entry are all sold out yet, but they've sold out really flipping quickly. Once again, Virgin Media have a
thing where you get cheap.
Yeah, a deal where if you're a Virgin Media customer or Virgin Mobile customer, as I found out, you can get extra 20% off the tickets or something like that, so it makes them £7.50 for a day ticket, pretty much. Which isn't a bad price, however, Saturday sold out. Last time I saw, Sunday was almost sold out. Although you can't get the Virgin Media discount on the Super Pass, which is for all 4 days. Pretty sure last year Virgin Media customers got free tickets. Like, absolutely free. Of course, to a certain amount of customers. But I guess this year they decided to do otherwise. But they've also announced that Virgin are partnering also with Rezzed as well, so maybe Virgin customers will be able to get tickets to Rezzed whenever that is and wherever it is, as they have not yet to announce that this yet. Otherwise, for example, early entry tickets are usually £20. However, there is a 20% early bird discount on at the moment as well, so they're about £16 for a day ticket. Check out the Eurogamer website. Just go eurogamerexpo.com/tickets and you can have a look there and see what's sold out and see what's available.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Right, since we've stopped advertising for Eurogamer Expo, a competitor website.
Yeah, competitor, but they have a Games Expo. We don't have a Games Expo. We've been over this before.
You're right. We have. So, goodbye. Right. last week... Oi! Ow!
I'm sorry, my plaster got caught in your glasses. Oh, I'm sorry. You made me a black screen. I was going to put my head in your screen then.
Last week, everyone would have heard this. Well, a few people guessed. A lot of people were on the sort of God of War theme, but the actual answer was God of War 1. And I'd just like to go on record saying it looked crap.
Yeah, the HD release still looks a bit pants as well.
Yeah.
It hasn't aged that well.
No, it's like Rome Total War.
Three, however, looks pretty good still.
So GZ to Sadek, who was in the chat room last week, because he got the answer right. This week we have something different, and I'm sure Catherine will also not get it.
Any hints? It's going to be grey. Any hints?
Hints? In fact, I've actually forgotten what it is.
You want to have a look at the thing to tell you what it is?
No, I know what it is. I'm not a mad dafty.
You just said you forgot what it is.
Yeah, but I'm about to remember what it is. I've just sent the information request into my brain.
Is it coming back?
Yeah, okay, it's come back. It's mainly a PC game. It's a first-person shooter. It's knocking on a little bit, but it also, at later dates, had a port on the Xbox 360. But I think that was the only console port, and I don't think it sold very well on the 360 at all. Yeah. Shooter, PC, later Xbox 360. Yeah, it's probably knocking on for about 10 years old.
10 years old. First-person shooter. Any hint towards...
Maybe about 8 years, 9 years?
Any hint towards... okay, is it a war first-person shooter?
Yeah, it's not a sci-fi one.
Okay. But it had a console war, potentially, on 360, and that was all you think it came out on. But it didn't sell very well.
Well, I mean, it sold all right. They would have made money on it, but it wasn't, you know, a Black Ops 2 or a Halo 4.
What, on 360 or on PC or in total?
PC it probably did alright, because PC people buy games unless they download them. But mainly they buy them.
What do you mean? You're saying console people don't buy games?
Well, console people are a bit retarded, aren't they? And they don't always recognise a good game when it slaps them in the face.
Jeez, Paul.
Well, I'm just saying it as it is.
As you think it is.
No, that's how it is.
I play games on consoles, Paul. What are you saying about me?
This is a black card situation. End of conversation.
Cheers, Paul.
Have you got a guess or not?
I don't know what it
is. Right, okay, you have no guess. Good.
I'm not sure what it is.
Means I am, once again, super epic legendary master of the Gamercasts. I don't know what.
Cheers, Paul.
I don't know what. Cheers, Paul.
Cheers, Pack.
Whoever Pack is. Right, yeah, if you think you know what it is, feedback at Gamercast.net, or leave a comment on the website, Gamercast.net, on this week's episode, which will be /episode-3, I don't know. Go on the website, be on there.
329.
Yeah, but I don't know what the exact URL will be.
Okay.
-329-end-of, and then it might squeeze in conversation, I don't know.
I don't think it'd fit conversation in there.
Right, I'm going to bet a pound it will. Yeah, so moving along, because we've actually got a fair few new releases to tackle.
New releases this week.
Hey, Static's in the chat room right now.
GZ, Static.
Grats, noob. Oh, wait. Grats, pro.
Pro.
Unlike Ox, noob. Do you want to start the new releases?
Yeah. So, one of the bigger of the new releases this week, of course, is Tomb Raider. It is coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Windows, with nice hair tech, as we mentioned.
Hair tech.
Am I still a grey box, or did you actually bring me back?
I fixed you.
Oh, you did fix me. Yeah, I mean, I've spent... How long did I spend playing it? Maybe an hour. I've
spent a couple of hours on it.
Have I? To be fair, I'd already seen the first 20 hour. Minutes and played the sequential 30 minutes and then seen the next 30 minutes because they, of course, announced Tomb Raider with the first portion of the game and I'd seen the Crossroads stuff with the controversial rape stuff, which is not controversial if you ask me. And it's stupid that people constantly mention it.
Who's getting raped?
It's because some guy presses himself up against Lara.
So I do that at the time with the blokes
at work.
And then
she shoots him in the face. And then she's like, because she's like, oh my god, I just killed a man. And she's like, oh my god,
so
I
wait,
just killed him.
The rape is wrong, yet the murder is
she
right.
She murders him, yeah.
Controversial murder scene.
To be fair, they said how it's a rape scene. If you lose the scene, it's not like he does anything. He strangles her to death. As I know from having it happen to me twice. Because, oh my god, their QTEs
shite.
Hate. So they've got two types. They've got multiple button press, and then they've got a singular press. So what the singular press is you see then this big circle that starts getting smaller, and then as it starts getting smaller, the letter in the middle appears, which is generally Y. I don't think it's anything else. And it starts doing that. But then maybe my reactions are just bad, or I'm unsure of what the actual timing is, at least from the first offer playing it. Why are you doing that?
I don't think you appreciate how loud you just started talking.
Did I? I'm sorry.
You were like four times louder than the rest of the show.
I'm complaining about QTEs. I'm sorry. I used to love QTEs. I used to love them in Shenmue. I don't mind them. But the timing just felt really weird because the circle started getting smaller. And then as it was a certain size, the letter would disappear and you fail. And that's it. Hard fail. Your throat's ripped out by a wolf, or you're strangled to death by this guy. All these different things. And I've failed that type of QTE so many times. I had a boulder fall on top of me. All this stuff. Too many QTEs. It's also...
Do you know what I think about QTEs?
What?
They're stupid.
I think they could easily make Tomb Raider without as many QTEs as I've already had in this game.
Yeah, definitely.
I just find it crazy how much they've had to revert to
them. Agree.
Like... One scene was just QTE after QTE after QTE because I was running up a hill bit, had to press left trigger, right trigger constantly so she could run it up, and then a boulder would appear and I'd have to press left stick or something like that, or left stick depending on where the boulder was coming from, and it would tell you on screen, of course, as it's QTE, and then you go back to the triggers and then dodge again and I go back to the triggers, and it's just slightly
annoying.
I don't know, it just feels like they could have not done it in QTE.
Yeah, totally.
It's also,
I always agree with that.
I'm enjoying it, of course, but the thing that I've noticed quite a bit is the amount of times they take away the player's control as well.
Oh, it's annoying.
I'm just like, I don't think I'm controlling this anymore. Let go of the left stick. Oh, look, I'm not controlling it anymore. Let's wait for the player control to come back.
Yeah, I agree.
But to be fair, I've only just gotten to a point that I haven't seen before. It was crazy how hard fail their stealth was as well. They had an only stealth section. But of course, you know, it depends on how you want to handle stealth in the game. Oh my god, you threw it to my face! But, yeah, so they had a hard fail stealth moment where, which is in the crossroads bit, so I kind of knew it a bit. But for someone who doesn't know it potentially, the second their torches see you, you don't have the chance to run and hide. It's just they put their torches on you and then they shoot you to death. Great. But yeah, I'm looking forward to being outside of the demos that they've shown. Which is weird because they have pretty much shown the start of the whole game. But yeah, I move to the side? Okay. I'm looking forward to playing more of it. I'm enjoying it. I'm just a little bit disappointed with all the QTEs and everything like that, and the lack of player control. Also slightly disappointed, though, that she doesn't touch things as much as I thought she did. Because she touched, in the demo they had playable at Eurogame Expo, she would touch the walls when she got near them and stuff. Like, she was interacting with the environment, which is nice, because not many games do that. However, I've noticed she only really does it in that moment, because they obviously made it for that demo. Otherwise, she hardly touches the environment. Her voice is slightly annoying. You can tell.
Yeah, and she always talks to herself.
Well, that's okay. It's because she's afraid. But you can tell that she isn't actually British. You know, it's an American girl.
Yeah, we can tell. It's a fake Queen accent.
Yeah, it's a posh accent. I can't do a posh accent. That wasn't even a posh accent.
It's a la-di-da accent. La-di-da.
I can't even think of doing a posh accent. Although, of course, people say I sound a bit posh.
That's because you do.
Because I try not to sound Mr.
Essex. £150,000 a year, fancy 8-bedroom mansion, and then mad dirty horse you have out the back.
I wish, except for a horse. I don't want a horse.
Nay, but... Anyway, the main release this week isn't your Mad Daddy Tomb Raider. It's Sim Village, the new exciting addition to the Sim City Society. It's out Friday. It's collector's edition. It's a normal edition.
Online only.
You need Origin. You have to shoot yourself in the face.
You have to always be connected to the internet.
Yes, because it has multiplayer online region connectedness, which makes the game totally annoying and everything. And then EA in 2 years' time shut the service down. And cheers for that.
Yeah, then you're like, oh great, how can I play that game I paid money for? Because to be honest, I can't anymore.
This, the EA thing about this is what makes me not want to buy it.
Yeah.
So I can play SimCity 2000 today. I can play SimCity 4 today, but you know, look at EA's track record for shutting down servers. No offense, those servers are probably gone in 2 years.
Some servers for games, they shut well within a year as well. Create and Spare Parts both got shut down very quickly after launch. Considering Create was a game about sharing, creating and sharing, and they shut down the servers.
I mean, no offense, it doesn't cost a lot to just run a server.
Mm.
You know, okay, only 20 people might be using it, but at the end of the day, how many servers do you have? What's 0.001% of all your servers going to cost you? An extra 0.001%? You bunch of cheapskates. I am boycotting SimCity.
You're not going to get it at all. Jeez, Paul. Jeez.
I will only get it when they have a cracked offline version which I can download. Because at least that version won't be crippled with your DRM. I might also buy it if it has cities four times the size in an add-on pack, which I suspect will happen.
You think? I don't think they will, because I don't think their tech can handle it.
My PC can handle anything.
Yeah, but there's a reason that their game does not handle large cities, isn't there?
Why?
Otherwise they'd have it. Obviously it can't handle it.
Oh well, no game. Forget it. Fuck you.
Jeez, Paul.
You fuck up my fucking franchise that I fucking like, so fuck off EA.
God. Jeez. SimCity's coming
last
out.
That's it. No more fucking money from me.
SimCity's fuck coming you. Out on PC. Is it coming out on Macintosh as well? Is it like how Sims can Sims run on Mac as well? Can SimCity run on Mac? Okay, enough about that. Next up, Castlevania Lords of Shadow Mirror of Fate is coming out. This is the 3DS exclusive. Claims to be 20 hours long, only on 3DS. Within the Lords of Shadow story arc, and I believe was being created by the same guys making Lords of Shadows. Could be wrong. Then we've got Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm 3. Similar with Castlevania, there are demos you can download. You can download a demo of Castlevania if you want to give it a play on 3DS Store. And there's a demo for Ultimate Ninja Storm 3 that you can download off Xbox Live and PSN if you want to give it a go. It's a fighting game with a story. Is Naruto 3 University Life is coming out. This is another Sims 3 add-on. I believe we mentioned it when they announced it, which is to do with the, of course, adding university stuff into the Sims. They've done this in previous iterations of the Sims, and they're doing it now for Sims 3. They still retail about £20 the expansions these days, or they're more than that. They're £25 these days.
EA. Or charge
what's the
whatever
point
they
of even mentioning anything to you? Atelier Aisha, The Alchemist of Dusk is coming out. This is a new Atelier game in the series. I know if you pre-order it from Game, you can get an art book. But it's turn-based JRPG battles with a story to it. They must do all right, considering they release them every year in the UK. Well, every time they come out. Atelier Maruru came out last, I think, on the PS3. There was 3 of them on the PS2, I think. They're a long-running series. Then we've got Atelier Aisha is a PS3 only game. I hope I'm saying that right. Aisha. History Legends of War is coming out on Xbox 360, Windows, and PlayStation 3. It's a unique turn-based strategy game set during one of the key campaigns of World War II.
Which one?
High anticipated follow-up on Great Imperial Medieval sees you take the role of General Patton and sorry, Paul, and command the 3rd U.S. Army from the beaches of France to the German capital, Berlin.
Yeah, let's make a World War II game and have a minor, insignificant battle after the war had been won.
This is a History Channel game, like the other one that was released.
I'm fucking pissed off
now. So it's got the H on it from the History Channel. Isn't History Channel American, so they're going to be pushing American stuff?
Yeah, because the Americans landing in France is such a big fucking deal when you got the Red Army, the largest army ever seen in war, marching into Germany. Yeah, nice work.
So it's spread across 22 different maps with 35 individual missions to complete.
Yeah, like capture the radio tower, because the radio tower is mounting such an incredible defense of the Third Reich.
And it's got Hot Seat Multiplayer. Next up, Super Black Bass 3D is coming out, which is a
Let me guess, this is a 3DS game.
As Paul said, the Nintendo 3DS. This is the second bass fishing game to come out on the 3DS now. So you're doing fishing in tournaments, and there's also free mode as well. Changing of seasons, weather conditions, and time of day affect your fishing. You can buy new gear. You can cast your lure as you would in real life, using the motion sensor and the gyroscope of the 3DS to cast your line. So you're going to swing your 3DS to cast your line. Whoops! Whee! It fell out of my hands. Smash. Oh my god. Wow. And they tug it towards you to pull in the fish. I wonder how they're testing around with that, because surely if you have smaller children play that.
Warning information, please use your wrist strap.
Yeah, your Nintendo 3DS wrist strap.
Which we isn't don't included supply in the box. With,
but we hope you bought one anyway. Or it comes with the fishing game.
Yeah.
Your Super Black Bass 3D.
If I was a publisher, I would include a wrist strap.
Wrist strap. Well, especially from adding something like
they
that.
They will get a couple of letters from parents saying their DSs were broken.
Unless, you know, they're like, oh, you know, they have instructions showing you, oh, you only do this with it. Or something like that with your 3DS. But still, people are going to be like, full on. Because you know what kids are like. I know what kids are like. Perspective. Then we've got Transport Simulator, which is a simulator featuring a selection of transport vehicles where you transport things from one place to another. It's less transport simulator than I would think. So if I heard the words transport simulator, I would think
Excalibur Publishing.
Well, yeah, but I'd also think that you're controlling the transport systems, so, you know, rail, buses, stuff like that, but it's actually you're just transporting things. So it is still transport simulator, but I would also think transport
simulator. Well, yeah, you need to box art to see really big.
Yeah. It's got a picture of a trucky thing on
it. And then last up, we've got the gold edition of Shogun 2, which comes with...
comes in a fancy box.
Total War Shogun 2. Oh, fancy. And nice also box. A copy of Rise of the Samurai, and also Fall of the Samurai. And I take it, it's got all the DLC clan packs as well.
It's got the Dragon War Battle Pack, the Hattori Ninja Clan Pack, the Eco Iki Warrior Monk Pack, the Otomo Gunpowder Pack, Saga Clan Pack, Obama Clan Pack. There's an Obama Clan Pack.
Yeah, they're mad nasties that are brown and over the other side of the map from where I normally start.
The Sioux Clan Pack, the Sendai Clan Pack, the Saints and Heroes Elite Unit Pack, and the Sengoku Jidai Elite Unit Pack.
Wow, you read that so much better than I'd be. I'd be like, the Goopu Poopu people, who are normally the red guys over there.
To be fair, they're not that Japanese sounding, most of them. And it's there's only a little bit of it in there.
It's ancient Japanese, isn't it?
They're just still Japanese words. They're not that hard to read. But yeah, it comes in really nice packaging, which they've called Limited Production Gold Wajima Nuru, or Nuri Packaging Design. It's really nice. I had a look at the copy. Because although it doesn't show it in this picture, it's like got a card sleeve over the top, and then the inside has all these nice little symbols on it in like gold, and it looks really nice.
It felt really nice swearing on GamerCast. I've not ever been allowed to swear on it. I think
No, because you've always told me not to swear on it.
I think we should push it up a notch and just have me constantly swearing all the time.
I don't agree with this.
Screw the child rating on iTunes. Fuck that shit. Jeez. This is fucking parental fucking controls madness going on now.
I'm not gonna swear like this. You had to edit me in the past because you didn't want me swearing, and now you're swearing all over the place.
Well, I've got a couple of hours spare tomorrow to bleep me out. On Twitch, I'm allowed to fucking swear. Fuck it.
Okay. So yeah, that's all the releases coming out this week. I suppose there's a fair amount. Biggest console release is definitely Tomb Raider. Biggest PC release, you can argue, whether it's an action game
Sim
that you
Village.
Want or Sim Village, which has been reviewing fairly well.
Sim Village. It's false advertising.
Because they're calling it a city.
Yeah.
Can you put a cathedral in it?
No.
Because that's what makes something a city, right?
In the UK.
In the UK.
But the thing is, yeah, a city, at the end of the day, if it's got a cathedral, it's going to have a large population. It's not going to have a population equivalent to that of a village. Southwater is a village, yeah? Population, 10,000. My city in SimCity 5, which is what I'm calling it. Oh, 10,000. Yeah, it's got a fire station, a police station, a hospital. How can it afford all these things? It's a little village. It's mad dafty.
Yeah, mad
dafty. It enrages me. It really does. It's like, what possible design decisions can we make to make this game as shite as possible? And let's roll with that.
Sorry, Paul.
But the week after, we've got StarCraft II Heart of Swarm. And Blizzard, in traditional Blizzard fashion, will do a decent job of it. Yeah, alright, you have to be online to play that. But fuck, are they not going to turn the servers off after 2 years?
Sorry.
Just imagine if... Wings of Liberty had the servers shut down. Can you ever see Blizzard still run servers for Diablo 2?
Well, they surely run servers for older than that as well, right? Was that the first time
Diablo
2
was their
servers?
First Battle.net game?
Oh, I guess the rest. Well, was it? Which of their Warcraft games?
Diablo
was the
2
first
Battle.net edition
to have Battle.net
and Warcraft 3.
Really? No.
They might have
the
done
rest
a Warcraft,
were land, weren't they?
They might have done a Warcraft 2 Battle.net
edition. Well, I was thinking
well.
I had a Warcraft 2 which said Battle.net.
Yeah, you had the Warcraft 2, but it was a Battle.net edition separately again.
Okay.
In fact, yeah, I was thinking, yeah, it's not Diablo, because that didn't have any online, did it?
The original Diablo, I think it was only LAN, wasn't it?
Don't know. But whatever, Diablo their servers are still running. EA servers going to be running in 10 years' time? Fuck no. Watch out, people who spend money on this game. You will get screwed. But Heart of Swarm next week, yeah. Yeah, anyway, catch everyone later.
Yep.
If you're in the chat room and you want to watch me and Windsor potentially play MechWarrior online, I might play that, but on the other hand, I've actually got a really bad headache coming now because EA have enraged me that much.
Well, I'll be downstairs playing Tomb Raider.